Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 25:24. It is better to dwell in the corner of the housetop than with a brawling woman and in a wide house. God's Word reveals better things for us as believers, and He has given us many better than proverbs to guide us. When in the market for a car, we should be careful to find the better car. We kick the tires, we look at the odometer, we open the hood and check out the engine, even though we may know little about engines. When at the grocery store, don't you pick up the tomatoes to find the better tomato? You look at the consistency of color, the softness, the hardness. What does the watermelon say to you when you sound it for ripeness? Does it sound like the tapping of the forehead or the chest or the stomach? Given alternatives, the wise should always wish to know what is better. God has made us to compare things, endeavoring to discover what is better. God is good to us because He reveals this in the Proverbs. He knows our leaning toward our own understandings, but He always shows us the better way. The man of this proverb, as we say in the South, has certainly gotten himself in a fix. Choice number 1, a brawling woman in a wide house. Choice number 2, dwelling in the corner of the housetop. God tells us which one is better, but who would want either choice? It is the same as choosing between a broken arm or a broken leg. It is the lesser of two evils kind of choice. Who wants to be around a brawling woman? Who wants to be present with the woman who quarrels without regard to those who may hear? Who wants to be around a woman who has no sense of propriety and decorum? A man does not want to be around such a woman, and he would rather be on top of the house in the farthest corner of the rooftop than to be near her. A man who is in such a position would easily choose the inconvenience of the wind, the rain, the snow, and the lightning. He chooses life on the rooftop that he may not hear the continual dropping of a contentious wife. He takes this drastic action to keep from hearing the endless noise from her mouth. On the roof, there will at least be some comfortable weather days, and it will be relatively quiet. Living below will be constant torment. However, this is the choice, a brawling woman in a wide house or dwelling in the corner of the housetop. But why is he faced with this choice? Because this man took this woman to be his wife. Perhaps he got his wife from an unwise father who looked for financial gain for his daughter and his family. Perhaps the man saw a pretty face and did not examine her ways. Perhaps his lust burned within, distorting his thinking, thus refusing to see the real woman he was marrying. Perhaps he cared little for spiritual things and took no thought in waiting on God to find his choice for him. So the wife came not from God, but from the world. God never intended for the man to be alone, and He provided the most wonderful remedy for man, a life partner through marriage. Like all things, the father expects his children to seek his face in the matter. What does a man expect when he enters a union without God's direction? He settles for a wife who becomes as bone cancer. We are to wait on the Lord in this business of marriage. Dear listener, wait for His choice unless you are willing to face the good possibility of having to choose the lesser of two evils, that of living on the roof, out of earshot of the brawling woman. God is gracious by giving us that help if we so find yourself in that predicament. Lesson: the child of God has no reason to find himself in this situation if he has faith to wait on God in the choice of a mate.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals. Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig O. Pager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.